Well, Alex, last weekend, Sheffield Tigers, clearly you'd have been looking to get a win on the board after the previous week, but unfortunately just missed out.
Yeah, wanted to bounce back after Darlington and started the quest very positively. Raced off and caught Sheffield reasonably still asleep after their long bus journey. And we managed to rack up three tries in something like 20 minutes. Sheffield then did wake up slightly and just freed up their back line. They obviously had touches of class throughout and managed to get one back. But then we scored our fourth, so we were actually bonus point win. You know, it was on the cards with half an hour gone of the game. Sheffield did score once before half time, so it was four tries to two going into half time, and we just got the impression that Sheffield were waking up. Obviously, half time talk was about us and coming out and claiming that first score and just taking that momentum back, but it didn't quite happen. And then it got into a bit of an arm wrestle second half where Sheffield slowly creeped up and got the tries back, took the lead, and despite a sustained pressure by ourselves in the opposition 22, we just couldn't quite get over the line.
Disappointing, though, to be four tries to two up and then let it go, really.
Yeah, I think because we've got a young squad that can score those four tries, we've also got that inability to close a game out. You know, that comes with experience. And we just didn't quite change the tempo of the game and sort of take control again after half-time, and we should have.
You pick up 2 points from that, presumably, one for the four tries and one for the losing bonus point.
Yeah, so on the day it was 4 points to 4 points to them and two to ourselves, which keeps us sort of in that top half of the table. But just disappointed to lose the home record more than anything.
And double disappointment, really, because you had a chance to score an equalising try, and poor old Cameron Hewitt, who was on the end of a pass, went down with a... was it ruptured Achilles tendon?
Yeah, unfortunately. The game was just opening up, and Cameron had made some strong surges. He's pretty good. He nearly always gets onto, if not over, the gain line. And in that situation, it opened up, and I think he probably would have barreled his way over for the decisive try. But as he went to push off, yeah, complete rupture of the Achilles with a big bang. And down he went, managed to walk himself off to the sideline and into the changing rooms. But having been to the hospital, it is a total rupture. So he's now in a cast and awaiting advice on surgery. So, we're looking at 4 to 6 months, I would have thought.
So that's obviously a bitter blow for him. And you have to wait and presume until things sort of calm down, a bit, swelling goes down, before they can tell whether or not he needs surgery. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I think so. I think with a total rupture, obviously there won't be a great deal of swelling because the material's come apart completely. But I'm sure they'll just have to wait till the slot's there till he can get into the clinic and talk his options through.
So at the risk of stating it glaringly obvious, you're going to have to make at least one change this weekend.
Yeah, we are. I mean, luckily, with Geraint Langdon coming to the club, who wanted to play 12, has been filling it at 13, it gives us the ability to slide him into 12, and Jimmy Norris, who's been sort of benching full-back and filling in wherever, can now start in his favoured 13. So, you know, little Welsh pairing in the centres, it might just work.
This weekend, then, it's a tough-looking game again. You're away at Hull Ionians, who've had a bit of a sort of mixed 18 months or so, really, haven't they? Because I think they ran into huge financial problems and then got over that, and now they're going really well.
Yeah, they sort of they went chasing a promise of some money from a businessman up north who wanted to invest, but in the small print, I think it meant that he took all their grounds and assets. So they pulled out of that one, having spent a little bit of money on trying to recruit players to stabilise their position. But then they fought out of it. Often in adversity, you sort of grow stronger, and they grew stronger at the end of last season. I think they've stayed together as a bunch through the summer and just recruited one or two, which has really added to it. And yeah, they're sat high and doing well.
Tough challenge, really, especially coming off the back of two defeats. You know, obviously, you don't want three defeats, obviously.
No, talking to some of the opposition, you know, talking to Sheffield about them and etc. I don't think they're unbeatable by any stretch. This time of year, if people get on good winning runs, they get on good winning runs, and without necessarily playing that well, it's just like a momentum thing. So certainly the Sheffield guys thought with our pack and the way we dominated them early on, if we can nullify the Hull Ionians pack on their own patch, they might struggle.